Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, you know, I think it's time we ask the question, and this is going to sound crazy. I mean, if I would have uttered these words, Diesel, before the season, you would have told me I was, and everybody else would have told me I was an idiot. I think it's time we ask, why hasn't Texas benched Arch Manning? I mean, are you kidding me? Is this the question we're asking on the sixth day of October? Yeah, it is. That's where we are. That's the conversation we have to have. Texas loses to Florida over the weekend, and Diesel Arch Manning, if this guy's last name wasn't Manning, he would not be starting right now for the University of Texas. And now we all know why Sark started Quinn Ewers last year. It's time to bitch this guy, right?
Yeah, but are you going to sell any more Manning jerseys if you bench him? You know, you don't really
All right, Jerry.
You don't sell a lot of second-string QB jerseys. Come on now.
Well, he's been horrible.
Look, I think it's the right thing to do, to bench him, give him time to learn.
Oh.
You put somebody in that position, you put a tremendous amount of pressure on him, and we as Americans, we love a comeback story, right? So wouldn't it be the right move to do? It depends on who else you got on your roster, because I don't, without going down the Texas football roster.
Saturday, Arch goes out for a play or two, whatever it is. His helmet comes off. One play. The backup quarterback comes in, and the offensive coordinator put Arch in a bad spot here because he caught a pass play. And the backup quarterback throws a beautiful pass and is like, oh, that guy's good. Keep him in. And then Arch runs back in late in the game, and they can't. That was an embarrassing loss. That was an embarrassing loss to Florida. And I know Florida, look, they have the problems of their own, Diesel, but you just can't lose that game. You're Steve Sarkisian. You're Texas. You're Arch Manning. And Billy Napier-led Florida is going to knock you off? That is a horrendous
Or
loss.
Does it say that maybe Florida is not as bad as we've all written them off
but
as?
Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not, but Sark, Diesel, we talked about them as the national champion coming into the season. These guys were already crowned national champions, and the talent they have across the board at receiver and tight end and defense, they're out of the top 25. Who would have thunk it, right? Who would have thought?
That, to me, sounds like they're sending a message to Texas, right? I mean, because, come on. They still have a lot of talent on this team, and Texas is what? What's their record on the season? 3-2?
Yeah.
3-2.
Lost Ohio State.
Top 25. I mean, I get the point that beating San Jose State, UTEP, and Sam Houston doesn't buy you
they have horrible
much
wins,
credibility.
Right?
But falling all the way outside of the top 25 with a team, I guess it shows it can happen to anybody, right? If it happened to Clemson, it can happen to Texas.
Hey, Penn State? Clemson?
They're out of the top 25.
How about this?
Too.
Yeah, I think I saw this right. Let's see. Let me pull this up. Preseason number one, Texas. Number two, Penn State. And number four, Clemson. Are a combined 8-7. Think about that.
Yeah.
Going into the season, number one, Texas. Number two, Penn State. And number four, Clemson. Diesel. are 8-7 after week 6. That is atrocious.
And Penn State only has wins over Nevada, FIU, and Villanova. They lost to Oregon at home. They lost on the road to a UCLA dumpster fire that just fired their coach.
And right now, Drew Aller, Cade Klubnik, and Arch Manning, the three of them were supposed to go top three. And they're out of the top 25, and they need to be on Indeed.
Man, this quarterback class has gotten thin, has it not?
Yeah, it has. Very quickly.
We were thinking this is going to be an epic quarterback class going into the NFL draft.
And now Ty Simpson looks like Ty Elway. You know, like, my goodness, this guy looks like the best quarterback. And the Oregon quarterback, the Moore guy, I mean, he's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Julian Sayin's been good.
Yeah, heck, even is Ole Miss still playing that Division II transfer that's like 7 feet tall? Is he still winning games for them?
They hadn't lost. Yeah. They hadn't lost a game yet. It's crazy.
Hey, if that's not proof that you can go into the portal and get a quality.
No.
Even if you're just going in to get a quality backup, he may end up being the guy for
Diesel,
you.
No, Dabo said the portal guys aren't good enough to play at Clemson.
Oh,
remember?
That's right.
He said
that's
that.
Right.
He did say that, by the way.
When we come back, Cole, it is time for us, you and I, and for the Tolos to call in and text in at 844-FAN-PHONE.
We have to call in?
Overreact. Well, we'll be here. They have to call in. You can if you want to. It's Overreaction Monday, your chance to sound off about something you saw this weekend. That's coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.